Right here, I've got some rubidium metal. Now, rubidium is crazy, bruv. This is the second most reactive metal in the whole world. The only thing more reactive than this is cesium, innit? And I've got a little piece of cesium there. It's gold in that, fam. But what we're going to do, yeah, is open up the rubidium thing, innit? So we're going to use these pliers and that, fam. Crush that, you done know, cuz. Now, as soon as rubidium metal is exposed to air, it turns blue and melts into a liquid. And that's because it's reacted with the oxygen in the air to form rubidium superoxide, innit? And this reaction is exothermic, so it releases a lot of heat and causes the metal to melt in that, fam. It's a mad thing, cuz. Alright, cool. So what we're going to do now, yeah, is react with a little piece of water. Do you know what I'm saying? Look, watch this, yeah? Mad thing, fam. So obviously, rubidium metal, when it burns with some red-violet flame, fam. Do you know what I'm saying? It's a mad colour still. I don't even know what it is, but it's like a red-violet thing. Some new colour, you know what I'm saying? New inventions and that, fam. So rubidium plus water creates rubidium hydroxide, which is the alkaline thing, innit? Plus a little piece of hydrogen and that. And we're going to test it with this phenolphthalein indicator because it turns pink when it comes into contact with the alkaline settings and that. And look at that, bro. Bare pink and that. You done know, cuz.